KTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by FiberMax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man is accused of crashing his car into the back of a home and leaving the scene whilst drunk early yesterday morning. Officer Patricia Logan with the College Station Police Department says no one was hurt, but the damage done by 17-year-old Bill Clinton Orozco Garcia's car was between $20,000 and $100,000.
So it went over a gas meter, through a wooden privacy fence, and continued to make contact with the house. Once the vehicle crashed through the fence, it began sliding sideways with its passenger side towards the house and slid until initially made contact with two posts supporting an awning for the back porch of the residence.
Logan says one of the posts crashed through the glass patio window and the other one knocked a hole in the Magnolia Drive residence. She says investigators were able to find him because his car's rim left scrape marks on the street, which led to a home. And a College Station man was arrested late last night for driving while intoxicated, drug possession, and possession of a prohibited weapon. College Station Patrol Sergeant Roy Shelton says several people reported a man walking in the street with a rifle on McFarland Drive in the Southern Trace area, and that resulted in police locating 34-year-old Tranum Davenport.
As officers responded, the suspect fled the scene in a vehicle. They searched the area several miles. Down the road, they were able to locate the vehicle, and they made contact with the driver.
Shelton says several controlled substances, firearms, and a butterfly knife were found inside the car driven by Davenport. And we hear environmentalists going into full panic mode over global warming, but it could be related to La Nina or El Nino. In fact, state climatologist and Texas A&M professor John Nielsen Gammon says there is good evidence that the same La Nina factor contributing to the drought has stalled global warming. In the last 10 years, Pacific Ocean temperatures have leveled off. Nielsen Gammon says there's an upside to global warming.
The same factor that causes global temperatures to go up temporarily also causes rainfall in the southern United States to go up temporarily.
Nielsen Gammon says right now there is no La Nina or El Nino in play. And with all of the anonymity on the internet, it's often difficult to know exactly who you're dealing with, particularly when buying or selling items. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says there are several steps you can take to make sure that someone doesn't try to take advantage of you during a transaction.
Insist on meeting in a public place. Don't meet somewhere secluded. Never invite strangers to your home. Maybe tell a family friend where you're going, who you're meeting, or try and take that friend with you. Also, make sure you have your cell phone in case something happens. You can always call for assistance. And then you really want to be leery when you're selling or buying something of a high-end value.
McKeithen says to follow your instincts if things seem fishy, refuse to ship outside of the country, and only take payments through PayPal. And as part of the Republican Party's effort to become more inclusive in a quickly diversifying country, immigration reform is gaining momentum as a key issue. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the House has a bipartisan group working on policies right now.
From what I understand, it's going to start coming out in April, and I think the sooner the better. I'd like to get this addressed this year as opposed to next year, because if we do it next year, it's just going to look like it was done for political reasons. I think we need to do it to resolve this giant gaping issue that's bothering millions of Americans.
Flores says balancing the budget also continues to be a major issue and will be one of his main topics as he begins his Texas Town Hall series next month. And how the UT Law School uses money donated to the Law School Foundation is under review once again after a narrow vote by the Board of Regents. UT Systems' Jenny LaCosta Caputo says they've decided to set aside the previous internal report on the issue.
Members of our Audit Compliance and Management Review Committee have raised concerns about the way decisions on some compensation, benefits, and disbursements have been made and implemented. And some of those concerns have come to light through information that was gathered from public records requests.
There's been no timeline set for the new external investigation. Last year it was learned a former dean was given a $500,000 forgivable loan from the foundation without the knowledge of top officials. WTOW News Time is 6:11. It's 50 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just two of the seven acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
Three-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs seven talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
Two nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rutter Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:13, brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine today. We'll be seeing some of that. We'll also see some passing cloudiness. Temperatures, they'll warm to 70 to 75 later today. We'll have clouds overnight with lows near 65. Mostly cloudy for Friday. It should be anywhere from 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clouds and the chance for a shower, lows near 65. Saturday, scattered showers are likely. Highs will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. DeLoss Dodd spent some time with the Daily Texan in Austin saying that we might play one another again. We'll share that with you coming up in a little bit. Miami Heat's winning streak stays alive after a 27-point comeback. And Boer with sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
So there you are. A man who began selling ad space on his face back in 2007.
I remember that guy.
Yep. And now he wants the tattoos gone. Once again, a tattoo. What is that? To permanent proof of temporary insanity?
Yes.
That's pretty much it. So after he auctioned off the real estate basically on his forehead and the cheeks you can see and his chin for hundreds of dollars, Billy Gibby of Anchorage, Alaska, soon found himself with over 20 facial tats, a few of them actually purchased by Triple X sites.
Nice!
So, yeah. So, Billy, well, again, hey, he didn't have to, so it's kind of on him. So, anyway, Billy later upped the ante by trading in his own name in exchange for cash and legally changing his name to hostgator.com in 2010.
What is wrong with this guy?
I think he probably has a poor self-image, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no kidding. If you've got tattoos all over you, literally, your image is poor.
Well, and he's hostgator.com now, so there. Now it would appear that Billy got plenty of publicity from all that, but after a while, it became harder and harder to sell his body to interested parties. All the good places were gone. Is that it? And his price, once as high as $10,000, had dropped to $100 a tat.
Wow!
On his credit card application, what did he say his job was? Anyway, now
if he gets overweight, would that be inflation?
Oh, very nice. Yes. Now today, wow. Yeah. Two years later, Billy admits that he may have been a bit rash in getting the Triple X sites inked onto his face.
Think?
Yeah. Might not be invited to some places.
No girls will date him.
Well, oh gosh, I don't know about that. No. I'm not sure about that at all.
There's somebody for everybody.
That's right.
Information.
Just remember, nobody ever went broke underestimating the public.
Okay, well, if they won't date him because of the X-site tats on his face, maybe because he can only sell his tats for $100
well,
a pop
could
now.
Be that, but there's liable to be somebody out there with stars in their eyes
oh,
over him.
Absolutely. People write letters to Charles Manson all the time.
Right.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
All right, let's do some birthdays. It's 6:17, but first it's, I almost forgot, but it's Memory Day. It's Fragrance Day.
Don't do that. It hurts my stomach.
Yeah, I think. Okay. And it's also French Bread Day. So,
that's something I can celebrate.
Yeah, lop a piece of that off and stick it on some onion soup or something. All right.
Or make it into bread pudding.
Well, you could do that, too. That'd be all right, too. All right, so we got birthdays.
Kevin Federline's 35 years old.
Sponge.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Laura Allen.
I don't know who that is.
She's in Awake, 39.
Oh, okay.
Matthew Broderick, 51.
Oh, yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell, 51.
Yeah.
Really, you don't need to say anything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Gary Oldman, who I think is quite a good actor. He's 55.
He plays creepy.
Yeah.
Does a good job of creepy. Yeah.
Roger Hodgson is 63 from Supertramp. Ross Stone from Sly and the Family.
Oh, yeah.
Is 68. Timothy Dalton is 69. And had he taken better care of him, John Sebastian Bach.
Oh, really?
Oh, Johan.
Oh,
John, yeah.
He would have celebrated a birthday today.
Oh. Well, had he taken better care of himself, he wouldn't be doing cheesy commercials now. Eddie Money is 64 today. He would be doing, who is it for? It's not for a travel agency. It's is it an insurance? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
No, are you talking about, you're not.
Eddie Money, two tickets to
two
paradise.
Two tickets to paradise.
Right, yeah.
The guy who plays Captain Kirk is who you made me think of when he said, oh, anyway, never mind.
No,
it sounds
not.
Like the same level of...
No, William Shatner actually would hurt himself if he fell off his money. I don't think Eddie Money would. He might hurt himself if he fell off of Eddie Money, but I'm not sure.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You can't make this up. Do you realize your government has spent $3.8 million to decrease human-elephant conflict? I'm not kidding. Department of the Interior, Fish and Wildlife Service, they awarded $3.8 million in 2011-2012 for an African Elephant Conservation Grant. Why? Its aim is to decrease human-elephant conflict. Wow. That's a great use of $3.8 million. How many federal employees wouldn't be furloughed? The grant award for 2013 is $1.5 million to continue the stupid effort. We really got to spend money on that?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
A couple of weak reports from the tech sector. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Oracle put up disappointing numbers for the latest quarter. Growth at the technology company stalled. Oracle's profit was flat. Total revenue was down 1% as sales of software licenses licenses fell and demand for server systems declined. Jabil Circuit posted weaker results. The electronic contractor's profit was down nearly 9.5% in the latest quarter. Stronger revenue was offset by higher costs. McDonald's is adding chicken McWraps to its menu, building on the snack wraps introduced in 2006. The new McWraps come in three varieties, chicken and bacon, sweet chili chicken, and chicken and ranch. You'll hear the ads starting next month. And Starbucks will expand its customer loyalty program in May. Members will be able to earn points when they buy bags of Starbucks coffee at supermarkets. The company expects the change to provide useful insights it can use in advertising. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get 0% financing or choose big cash savings. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Find Brookside Equipment's seven Texas Gulf Coast locations at brooksideusa.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
When merchandise rep Jay Wolf stays at La Quinta, he gets 8 hours of shut-eye on a comfy pillow-top bed. And when Jay's that rested, you know what he does in his big pitch?
We're talking massive profits with this model. Right, Mr. Barkey?
He seals the deal.
Jay, you've got yourself a sale.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Right now, BMW's having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So, hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Intercon, homeowner company right here, been here for decades, taking care of people's windows, either repairing them or replacing them. And, you know, have a look at your windows, and you don't think about them until maybe they're not doing their job. But it could be that maybe your windows haven't been doing their job for a long time, which is kind of keeping the air that you heat or cool in your home, inside your home, and keeping that air from outside from coming in. In other words, makes an impact on your energy bills. Well, Oscar and Brad Beard, again, been helping folks out with this for decades. They've got hundreds of satisfied customers all over the Brazos Valley. So if you think or you know that your windows need some work, windows is what they do at Intercon. So give them a call at 823-3639. They'll come out. They'll assess your situation, give you an estimate, and let you alone. Never any high pressure. That's the way that they built their business, is a quality product at a fair price, installed by experts, and they're here to help you. They've done, I don't know, probably three jobs for me. That's the kind of work that they can do for everybody. So give them a call at 823-3639. It's Intercon.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. For the third year in a row, hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
Good morning, 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Kind of windy again today. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour, but it'll be nice. Sunshine out there, and 76 will be our high temperature. Tonight we'll have a 20% chance of showers, about 62. And then we'll have a high of around 80 on Friday and Saturday. Sunday it's a little bit cooler, actually pretty nice, 68 degrees with sunshine. And that's kind of how we'll start next week, and it'll continue that way. A little cooler on Sunday night at 42, but boy, overall the temps will just be great. Right now the winds are from the southeast at 5. Humidity 74%. Got a few clouds out there, and it's 51.
People are not getting jobs today because they have a better-looking resume or good job interview skills. They're getting hired because they have something else. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-491-8053. 1-800-491-8053. That's 1-800-491-8053. 1-800-491-8053.
When finding a job is difficult, it may help to look at the people who actually do get jobs.
Ask 10 people how they got their jobs and see if one of them got it through a good resume or a good interview. There's always some other personal factor.
Roger Wright, author of the book Finding Work When There Are No Jobs.
If better resumes and interviews got jobs, everyone could get a job. There is an assumption that one size fits all. That's the underlying problem.
People get jobs today through personal connections more than any other way. So Roger's advice?
Take your story out into the world and you start talking to people who you already know, people within communities. I've replaced the word networking with the word communitize because networking has come to mean something that is kind of tired and old. What communitize means is talking to folks you already know.
When looking for work, a lot of people tend to focus on their resume and their skills and training.
The missing piece to connecting people and work isn't so much skills training, or although, you know, none of that stuff is bad. It's all good and it's all needed. It's that we need more. We need this, how do you establish the connection between people and work? And you do it by making it personal, making it your own. Don't worry about better resumes. Worry about thinking about this differently.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers in that Something You Should Know.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Don't pay retail for a new car or truck. Tom White Chevrolet is suspending retail pricing. We're on pace to set a new sales record for truck month. To reach our goal, we're sacrificing profit to sell extra cars and trucks. Bubba Dixon here, and we have over 200 new Chevys available. We're overstocked with inventory and ready to make deals no other dealers can touch this Friday and Saturday at Tom White Chevrolet. Like a new 2013 Silverado Crew Cab for $25.5. Only $25.5 for a Texas Edition Crew Cab.
Guaranteed savings, guaranteed great service. Tim Light here, and now the Chevy Silverado comes with the best pickup coverage in America. 2-year, 24,000-mile maintenance program at no extra cost.
For the best truck month ever, we'll make any deal happen. Zero down, no payments for 90 days, bigger discounts. We'll make that deal happen at Tom White Chevrolet. But don't wait. We can only hold down these prices until 6 p.m. Saturday. Tom White Chevrolet, your Texas best Chevy dealer. North Earl Rudder Freeway or find new roads at tomlight.com.
Price plus TTNL includes rebates and dealer discounts. See dealer for details.
The road to the NCAA Women's Final Four begins in College Station, and you can be a part of the action, cheering on today's stars.
Nice no-look underneath.
As they dazzle in dramatic fashion.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Experience it live at the first and second rounds of the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena in College Station, Texas. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station. Adult all-session tickets start at $25. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to make a date with champions.
WTOW News Time is 6:30. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen.
A College Station man who fled from police last night has been arrested on multiple counts. Patrol Sergeant Roy Shelton with College Station Police says officers managed to find 34-year-old Trainum Davenport's car after residents of McFarland Drive reported a man in the road possibly wielding a rifle.
They discovered that the driver was intoxicated, and officers located several firearms inside of his vehicle. They did find a rifle and multiple controlled substances, prohibited weapon.
Shelton says there were pills and marijuana inside the vehicle, and they're still investigating why he was in the area. Due to recent complaints about parking violations, Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan PD wants to remind BCS residents a few simple rules to keep in mind.
We all know not to park in fire lanes, but if you do, you can get fined over $300. That's for emergency purposes only. It is allowable for you to drop off someone and pick someone up, but not to sit there. The other major obvious one is the handicap spaces. Stay out of those parking spaces unless you have a parking placard or a license plate.
McKeithen says the first offense of parking in a handicap space without a tag is more than $500, with the cost going up each time. She says the line spaces next to the handicap spots are actually part of the space so that people can unload wheelchairs, and you can still be fined if you park there. A home on Magnolia Drive suffered between $20,000 and $100,000 of damage early yesterday morning when it was struck by a car. College Station Police Officer Patricia Logan says 17-year-old Bill Clinton Orozco Garcia, who's accused of drunk driving and failure to leave information, drove over a gas meter, through a fence, and slid sideways against the house until he hit two posts supporting the back porch.
One post flew through the glass patio window, shattering it completely, and other posts knocked at 1 foot by 1 foot hole through the house brick next to the patio door. So then there was tire tracks made through the backyard as the vehicle made a U-turn to exit through the back fence. So definitely a lot of damage.
Logan says no one was hurt, and with the help of a description of the car and scratches on the ground from a tire rim, they located and arrested Orozco Garcia. With the Republican Party under scrutiny, not just by Democrats, but also by its own adherents, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the GOP needs to do a much better job in terms of its messaging.
Our principles still stand the test of time. Limited government, balancing the budget, adhering to the Constitution, protecting life and protecting family values. I think we need to do a lot better job in the way we talk about those things. In addition, for whatever reason, the party sort of forgot about the value of grassroots politics.
Whether done through social media or wearing out shoe leather, Flores says the party needs to get back to the basics of going door to door and making sure to communicate with potential voters. He says he himself would never have gotten elected without those kinds of grassroots efforts. And public colleges and universities in Texas could soon be able to conduct official criminal background checks for on-campus housing applicants under a bill headed to the full Senate for a vote. Dennis Krausen is the vice president of student services at Blinn College. He says this bill would have prevented a $7,000 theft by a student this past fall.
We had done a background check on this student, and we had not found anything with the public site. What we later found out is the student had multiple pending armed robbery cases against him that just had not come to trial yet.
Under the bill, the schools could use the official DPS internet site for background checks, and that would show pending charges. And if Texas adopts term limits, it would not affect Governor Perry or other current statewide office holders, opening the door for Perry to seek a fourth term next year. What about another presidential run?
Governor Perry laid out a timetable for making his future plans known, appearing on the political website Shark Tank. He said that we'll have to keep guessing a while longer.
Check me in June. I'm gonna make an announcement in June about my teachers. And then probably sometime later in the year, about 2016.
Perry was flying high early on in his 2012 bid for the GOP presidential nomination, only to collapse famously during his oops moment during a televised debate. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTOW News Time is 6:35. It's 50 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hurry in to Amish Furniture for Generations. Kent is back from the show and ready for you to see all the new items he has brought back. New pieces, new builders, new books to view. Lots and lots of new. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that will give you years of enjoyment. Custom orders are available too. Stop by today and see all the new pieces Kent has brought back from the show. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Good morning. It's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Occasional sun today. Temperatures comfortable. We'll climb to 70 to 75. It'll be mostly cloudy overnight. Lows are going to be near 65. Tomorrow, clouds back with us. So are warmer temperatures. Highs tomorrow afternoon, 75 to 80. Chance of a shower or two tomorrow night, a low of 65. Saturday, well, the weekend starts on the wet side with scattered showers. Highs will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Houston Chronicle says it's going to be a 2-year.
Silly thing.
Really?
We had to dig deep for this one.
Yeah, they really did have to dig deep for that one, but the Heat are still on a roll and actually came from 27 down yesterday to win. Also, the Heat.
Oh, really? Okay.
Hey, it's a big deal. They've got the second longest winning streak in NBA history.
How many games?
24 now.
Wow. Okay.
They're six short of tying the all-time record by the L.A. Lakers back in 71-72.
Okay.
We've also got updates for DeLoss Dodds talking to the Daily Texan saying that we're going to play.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Okay. That and a whole lot more we'll do for sports with you here about 12 minutes or so.
See, I think he's being a bit of a a bit of a pill. He's being a bit of a pill.
Well, wait, why is weasel a worse word than pill?
Well, pill could just be almost anything. Weasel, we pretty much know what you're saying. Now, why is he talking about that? Why isn't he talking about job security?
You know, that's a really good question.
I'm thinking there's some folks on the 40 acres who are not happy with this man right now.
Oh, without question.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Match.com, I think, is going to sponsor the teams.
Match.com.
Very nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
See how that goes for him. Yeah, good luck with that. Okay, so, you know, vehicles either run on gas or diesel, pretty much. I mean, there are a few out there that are doing, like,
French fry grease.
Well, yeah, or, you know, that...
that's a form of diesel.
Propane, you know, that whatever they're doing, compressed natural
gas.
Well,
and then there's the electrics.
Yeah, and all that. But pretty much, if it's an internal combustion engine, you're putting either gas or diesel in there. So how could you screw that up? Well, apparently they did.
Yes. Are you talking about the president?
Yeah. How does that happen?
Well, the CIA has said, oh, now wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. Now, wait a minute. I know. Ed Donovan, who's the spokesman for the CIA, told CNN the appropriate gas was put in the car. Donovan said the vehicle runs on unleaded gas and not diesel, but there was some report out there
from a Jerusalem newspaper.
Yeah, that they put diesel in this thing. Now, again, I know they've got to have a support staff of at least two, and I'm figuring they need to be around to see what's being put in there. I mean, I know from having read about presidential travels, I mean, they inspect the fuel that goes into Air Force One.
I'm sure they look underneath cars and make sure there's no bombs.
They do that?
Well, you know, there's a sticker that says unleaded fuel only.
Probably
on
so,
it.
Or, you know, yeah, exactly. This thing runs on gas. anyhow, they screwed up something. And they have a mechanic that travels with them, as you can imagine. Of course, if they do have to put a new engine in it, I'd imagine that would be a little bit difficult shipping one of those things over. You know, they may not have one, like, sitting around on the ready. But anyhow, they got a car in, I think, from Jordan. They had another one over there, so.
Oh, I thought it was pricelessly funny just watching the presidential limo on a flatbed.
Oh, I know.
What a great picture.
You're taking. You think about that? Oh no! Please, please don't take a picture of that. Please don't take a picture of that. But they did anyway, and that's
Innocence Abroad.
Isn't that interesting? Now that ends up being the big story over there. The White House can't be happy about that. They really would prefer that we be talking about something substantive about the president being over there.
Bibi Netanyahu did all but hug and kiss President Obama yesterday.
Yeah, I know. That's you know what? But
hugging and kissing doesn't mean the same thing over there.
Yeah, I understand.
If he did, it wouldn't be a big deal to the other guy. It might be big
was
to the
more
president.
Figurative. Yeah. He was kind of kissing his fanny.
Yeah. Oh. Netanyahu speaks better English than most of us.
Yes, he does.
Wow. You just listen to him and, you know, he could be a news commentator over here.
Well, and Krauthammer bigot.
Well, yeah. Hey now.
Well, what? No, he could. I mean, network. He could do that.
Anyway. Krauthammer made a big deal about Obama talking about Benjamin Netanyahu's his brother?
I don't know. I didn't hear the story.
Oh, this is, well, President Obama said something very kind about going to what is their Arlington National Cemetery to pay respects to Bibi Netanyahu's, I believe it was his brother.
I see.
That was on the raid on Entebbe.
Oh, okay.
And killed there.
I want to know is how many sheep's eyeballs is the president being forced to consume as a cultural hospitality sign?
In the Emotor Awards of Monty Python, and now for something completely different.
Yeah.
Hey, no, he's traveling in that area, and that's one of the, you know, the guest of honor at the dinner table gets to eat the sheep's eyeball.
Oh.
And so I'm wondering.
Well, they may not be eating, you know.
Well, President Barack Obama is consuming any eyeballs.
Maybe he's just going with, with peanut M&Ms instead. Ashley Judd has gotten a lot of attention in the political world lately, you know, because she's thinking she wants to run for the senator's seat in Kentucky. That is making the graybeards of the Democrat Party pretty uncomfortable. They don't like that idea. The power brokers, if you will, and that would include Bill Clinton, trying to convince the Secretary of State of Kentucky to run for that spot instead. See, Mitch McConnell is up for re-election, and being the Senate minority leader, they'd really like to knock him off if they possibly could. It's the top of the party's hit list in 2014.
I'm quite certain of that.
But, you know, Judd seems to be interesting. She has, certainly, she's a very nice-looking lady.
She's fairly bright.
Yeah, fairly intelligent. I mean, she got her degree in Harvard, and she's liberal and could probably channel some of that Hollywood money out to there. She does live in Tennessee, which is close but not Kentucky, so she'd have to move over there, and I don't know how that would work out. And this this lady who they're, Allison Grimes, who they're trying to get to run for move out of Secretary of State and run for the Senate, her family's been connected in politics for a long time, and so they feel like she'd be really good at it, but by the same token, she could probably be elected governor just as easily.
That could be a tough road to hoe.
Yeah, so we'll see. But, I mean, we want Mitch McConnell because, you know, we need another turkey neck up there talking. There apparently will not be a federal shutdown. Oh, thank God. I know we were all worried about that. The Senate voted yesterday to okay a six-month spending bill.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. After final adjustments were made for the meat industry to stop the summer furloughs of food safety inspectors due to sequestration.
Speaking of food,
yes.
I was very excited yesterday. I was going through my cookbooks looking for a recipe for bread pudding, and I happen to have a judiciary cookbook. And I opened it up, and there was Governor Goodhair's chili recipe.
Is that right?
Yeah, and his aunt's coconut pie recipe.
Really?
Yeah, so maybe I'll make it for y'all just for fun.
Okay,
but
there we go. Well, and after all, we don't know what he's going to be doing. I mean, we had in the news today, you know, he's digging his tasseled loafer into the carpet going, I don't know what I may be doing. You'll just have to check with me and Jude. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. What a tease.
Yeah. Well, so now there's more talk about this whole thing about, you know, we talked to Bill Flores about it yesterday. The Republican Party trying to do a makeover. And, you know, it's interesting because if you'll recall, voter ID was a big deal in this last Texas legislature.
Not so much anymore.
We're not hearing it at all, as a matter
of
fact. No, sir. And what's interesting is the National Party trying to find a way to embrace the Latinos. However, there are still some states out there that are dealing with immigration issues. So, I mean, if the GOP at the state level is pushing for tougher registration laws, obviously that's going to be viewed as discriminatory. So, I mean, they both got to be singing out of the same hymn book if they're going to make this happen. And, you know, and again, you know who you're talking to at the CPAC convention, but Ann Coulter and Donald Trump last week talking about, hey, just because you let the Latinos become voters, that doesn't mean they're going to vote for you, which is interesting.
And, well, 70% of Latino voters vote Democrat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much died right down the middle,
which
has been for years.
Doesn't really make sense because, you know, a lot of the Latino population is Catholic, and so they would, I would think, would fit more with conservative values like non-abortion and things like that.
It goes back in America farther than that. The first question for decades was, why don't the Jewish people vote Republican?
Some do,
but most don't, and that's the other thing. And I mean, so that's what they're talking about is why should we give the Democrats more voters? I mean, that's basically what the Republicans are saying behind the scenes.
Democrats, Republicans, I don't care. Why are people voting in the country if they're not technically citizens of the country?
Well, they're talking amnesty,
but yeah, see,
but even when I was in
a path to citizenship.
When I was in England, I thought it was crazy because of the EU. They had people, you know, Italy or just whatever other random country could vote on the politicians in England.
Yeah.
And that just, it didn't make sense to me over there that you would be letting another country control who is elected in your country. And it doesn't make sense to me here either.
Yeah, well, that's that could well be. Now, these are the numbers that they came up with. By 2050, the Hispanic share of the population in the United States could be 29%. Right now it's 17, okay? It could go from 17 to 29%.
Wow.
Yeah. The Asian share is projected to increase to approximately 9% from 5% right now. You put it all together and non-Hispanic whites will be 63% of the current population and it will decrease to less than half by 2050. It's 63% now. It'll be less than 50% by 2050. So it is a changing look in the voting public. And, you know, that was one of the things that that Lindsey Graham said. This was the last election cycle was the first time we had to look at the face of the electorate rather than the performance of the politician to see who was going to get elected. Who are those people casting votes out there rather than what that person running for office has done? And that will become more and more a deciding factor. So should the Republicans do that? Should they embrace a group that many believe will not vote Republican? But they're trying to, again, broaden the tent. That's what they're dealing with right now. They're struggling with that.
Yep.
It's a really big, big deal. And we didn't have time, but we'll talk to John Rainey later on today. But amazingly, I mean, this is like record time. The Texas Senate passed the budget yesterday.
Yep.
I mean, it was the 20th of March, and they passed it. It's amazing. So
they can't do it in Washington for 4 years.
Yeah.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 23rd, it's pond weed management. Managing aquatic vegetation is important to fishing and fish populations, but it must be done right. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Late March and April spell the return of prime planting time for warm season turf grasses in Texas, first in South Texas, then farther north as it warms up.
While some people have been sodding successfully already this spring, you don't get really good growth and reestablishment until the soil begins to warm up significantly. Most turf authorities will suggest late March in South Texas, mid-April, as the best time in central to north central Texas, and then mid to late April in North Texas, the Panhandle. That being the case, and in the event that you're trying to start part or all of a new lawn, let's list some of the details of how to do it right after this important message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. If you're thinking about planting new turf grass this year, start by killing all undesirable vegetation. This is the best time to get rid of Dallas grass, nutsedge, tenacious broadleafed weeds, and other invaders. You need to do that a couple of weeks before you start planting. You probably want to give the weeds just a few more weeks to establish themselves so you have a lot of leaf area to make contact with your spray. Have your weeds identified accurately by a local nurseryman and buy the appropriate herbicide. People make a lot of mistakes on weed killers. Most will need 10 to 15 days to kill out the weeds. Don't mow for a few days before or after you apply weed killers, and don't rototill until they're completely dead. Good soil preparation is the key to getting any new lawn going. Rototill to a depth of 4 to 6 inches. Rear tine tillers work best. That's because they break the soil into finer particles. While we don't have to add organic matter to get our grasses established, it certainly can't hurt if you choose to. But I don't necessarily recommend it. You want to rake the tilled soil to a smooth grade that drains away from your house. Using the back of a garden rake usually is the easiest way to do that. Turn it upside down. In the process, you'll also want to remove rocks and roots and building debris. You'll actually do the same degree of soil preparation no matter how you intend to start your new grass, be it from seed or sod or plugs or by hydromulching. The groundwork is the same in each instance, and at that point you'll be ready to choose your grass and start planting. Common Bermuda grass is most commonly planted from seed sown at the rate of 2 to 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It can also be plugged, solid sodded, or hydromulched. The seed is very tiny. The various hybrid dwarf Bermudas don't come true from seed, so they must be planted vegetatively. That's either from sod or from plugs, or by hydromulching. St. Augustine is planted from sod or plugs, as are the zoysias. Now, buffalo grass can be seeded, but you want to get Prairie or 609 if you're just determined to grow buffalo grass. Problem is that Bermuda grass will invade it. It's not a good idea in most cases. And then fescue is seeded in early fall. Neil Sperry, great potting soils in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53 from Yahoo Sports this morning. Brace yourself, Texas and Texas A&M fans. Texas Athletic Director DeLoss Dodd told the Daily Texan that the infamous rivalry between the two schools could resume in the very near future. There's just one catch, though. It will be on the Longhorns' terms. Quote, "They left," he told the paper. "They're the ones that decided not to play us. We get to decide when we play again. I think that's fair." He goes on to say, quote, "I think we'll play sometime. I don't know when it will happen. I don't know how it will happen, but I'm sure that it will eventually happen." We'll obviously keep an eye on this one for you. Turning now to the NBA, Miami's winning streak was in danger of disappearing in Cleveland, of all places, but LeBron James wouldn't give up. James scored 25 points as the Heat overcame a 27-point deficit in the third quarter and won their 24th straight game, 98-95 over the shorthanded Cleveland Cavaliers. Here's Kim James after the come-from-behind win.
We had to dig deep for this one. Yeah, we already know, like I said this morning, every team is going to give us a good shot, no matter their record, no matter who's out on the floor. They're going to get their best, and we should enjoy that. We should embrace that, you know, because it picks up our level of intensity as well. So, you know, it's good for us to dig down once again and get another road win.
In other NBA action, Tim Duncan scored 25 points and added 13 rebounds to lead the San Antonio Spurs past Golden State 104-93. That keeps the Spurs a game and a half behind Miami for the best record in the NBA. Stephon Curry scored 24 for the Warriors, who hang on to the sixth place playoff spot in the Western Conference. James Harden had 29 points, and the Houston Rockets improved their position in the Western Conference playoff race with a 193 win over the Utah Jazz last night. James Madison won its first NCAA tournament game in 30 years, beating LIU Brooklyn 68-55 in the first four. A.J. Davis led the way with 20 points for the Dukes, who earned a shot at top seed Indiana in the second round. Free agent safety Ed Reed has informed the Houston Texans that he will sign with the team, a league source told ESPN. Here's ESPN's Paul Kaharsky on the Ravens-Texans deal.
Houston Chronicle says it's going to be a two-year deal as opposed to the three-year deal that's been discussed in the range of $4 million a year. And he'll be the first outside addition to the Texans since free agency started on March 12th. A much needed addition, and a guy I imagine is going to bring them some swagger.
Staying in the NFL, it's going to be strange to watch the Chicago Bears this season without Brian Urlacher in the middle of the defense. The eight-time Pro Bowl linebacker would not come to terms with a new contract with the team, and the two sides decided to part ways after 13 seasons. That's according to Chicago general manager Phil Emery. The NFL owners went into speed voting mode before concluding the winter meetings in Phoenix Wednesday, voting to eliminate the tuck rule, penalize crowd of the helmet hits by any player anywhere on the field outside of the tackle box or at least 3 yards downfield, and they changed the replay challenge rule so that bad coaches' challenges don't prevent officials from reviewing the play. In the NHL, Chuck Koboso's late goal gave the Colorado Avalanche a 4-3 win over the Dallas Stars last night. And finally, citing health concerns that recently forced him into the hospital, Alabama Athletic Director Mal Moore has resigned. The school announced that yesterday. Quote, as many of you know, due to factors related to my health, I am at the point where I can no longer fulfill my duties as athletic director in the true championship manner in the position requires. Moore, 73, is an Alabama graduate and former national title-winning player and assistant coach under Paul Bear Bryant before being hired as the athletic director back in 1999. That's your sports, and it's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Sports News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Experience a piece of history at the Museum of the American GI Open House Fundraiser. This Friday and Saturday, tour their World War II living history and vehicle displays as reenactors tell you the history and function of the vehicles and displays. The two-day event concludes with a World War II battle at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Go out Friday, 9 to dusk, and Saturday, 9 to the conclusion of the World War II battle at 3. Enjoy free parking at Santa's Wonderland with a shuttle ride to the site. For information, call the Museum of the American GI.